start.
Oh, book a top. Okay. So this is going to be on the just an idea about Matov. So the mishnah that we're doing on Yud Beis is basically a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on different types of carrying on Yontif. So whether they're carrying a katan, carrying a lulav, carrying a sefer Torah. So Beis Shammai say that it's asa on Yontif. Beis Hillel say it's mutter. And the Gemara, to start off with, brings Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi that wants to explain that the basis of that machlokus is the concept of metoch. So what's metoch? So metoch is that since you have a malacha which is permitted on Yontif because of ochel nefesh, right? Like food-related things. So let's call that the sorech, yeah? So therefore, once it's metoch, since it's permitted for that, then somehow there's a heter, which means that same malacha is going to be permitted even things which are not the sorech, not for ochel nefesh. So that's the concept. In which case, yeah, that, you know, let's say for hotzar, so you can carry things, let's say, for food purposes, right? And that being the case, we would say, the Beis Hillel would say, metoch that, so you can also carry a katan, a lulav, and a sefer Torah. That would be the basis of the heter for Beis Hillel. So that's the first suggestion. But comes along the Gemara and says, wait a sec, Rabba comes along and says, wait a sec, not so fast. Because maybe there's another explanation for why Beis Hillel say it's mutter. Maybe, and he brings a pasuk from Yirmiyah, maybe because of a much more general thing, that in fact there's no such thing as hotzar on Yontif. And there's a diuk from Yirmiyah that talks about, chastises people, telling people don't do hotzar on Shabbos, yeah? So Shabbos, yes, but maybe Yontif, there's no such thing as hotzar. So Rav Yosef comes along and says, Wurezek, yeah? That's that alternative explanation, there's a problem with it. What's the problem? Because if it was true, there's no such thing as hotzar at all on Yontif, then Beis Hillel should have taught even a bigger chiddush, yeah? He should have even said that you can carry stones. Now, why stones? Yeah, so Rashi comes along and explains, yeah, that carrying stones, well, there'd be no problem with hotzar at all on Yontif, but also stones you think of as being muksa, but that also shouldn't be a problem, because says Rashi, the whole idea of muksa is really to stop people carrying things, yeah, when you're not allowed to carry. So if there's no concept of carrying at all, so there should be no reason why there should be muksa, and it should be completely permissible. Deraisa, derabanan are completely permissible, and therefore stones should also be taught in the Mishnah. So says Rabbi Yosef, it must be that the only explanation is mitoch. So therefore that's the kind of the flow of the Gemara. Now Rashi then explains, yeah, that if we're now saying mitoch, then why is it that stones can't be carried, yeah, and they're left out from the Mishnah? So Rashi has a lashon and says because there's a gezeira, because stones are things which are not needed at all and is tircha, yeah. So we should have a rabbinic gezeira, not carrying stones. Now Tosfos points out that according to Rashi, it seems to be that this is only rabbinic gezeira, and in fact on a deraisa level, that there's no problem at all with hotzar. So we're talking about even when there's no yontif need at all, yeah. Even stones, yeah, there should be no problem. You can carry them on Yontif, which is, you know, in a way slightly surprising, right? It means therefore that Matoch is a very broad heter. Matoch says that effectively, since it's needed for ochel nefesh, malacha is done for ochel nefesh, it's completely permissible even for something that has seemingly no Yontif need at all, and it's only a rabbinic gezeira. Yeah, you're not eating stones. So Tosfos explains that way and asks Akasha from a Gemara in Pesachim. Rav Chista says, yeah, that someone who bakes on Yontif for Chol gets Malkus. And we know baking is also something done for Ochel Nefesh, right? In fact, that is Ochel Nefesh. And therefore, if you're going to say Matoch then goes and takes Malach and says, therefore, it's completely permissible on Yontif, so why should you get Malkus on a derisive level if you bake for Chol? That's Tosfos' question. And Tosfos, this is the Tosfos, it's a long Tosfos, Haki Gar Sinan, the last part of the page, therefore says, based on that, he wants to say that in fact, on a deraisa level, it's only permitted for some kind of, it has to be a Sorech Ketzas, some kind of Yontif need. But if there's no Yontif need at all, example, you know, cooking for Chol or something like that, yeah, or carrying stones, let's say, no Yontif need. Maybe, yeah. So if there's completely
Ola is, well, Ola, it may be that there is, yeah, Ola is a controversial thing, because I won't get into this, but yeah. It could be the Shulchan Gavoa, that there's a need, you wouldn't want to eat yourself if Hashem doesn't have something. Maybe there could be some kind of need. Actually, Ola is an interesting one, now you mention it, because there are reasons why Rashi doesn't want to come in on this approach, and Ola could be one of them. But anyway, Tosfos' shita is, you need a tzorech katsas, you need some kind of need, yeah? But getting back to Rashi then, right? Obviously we need to deal with the question that Tosfos brings. But actually when you take a step back and think about it, yeah, there's actually perhaps a more fundamental question on Rashi. Now let's remember what we talked about. We said, yeah, that if, let's say, the shita that said there's no hatzah at all on Yom Tov, yeah? We said once there's no hatzah, there's no reason to have any kind of gezeira, right? Because no hatzah, there's no muksa, yeah? We wanted to say that stones could be completely permitted. So LMI, so we want to say, no, it can't be the Hotzah is completely permitted on Yom Tov. So we said, so we didn't want to have such a broad getter. So, but if we end up saying within the world of Matoch, that effectively, well, yeah, there is a concept of Hotzah, but once it's permitted because of Ochel Nefesh, it's basically permitted for everything else, then don't we come to the same place? Surely even with the world of the Hotzah, right, Matoch, we're ending up saying that on a derisive level, it's completely permitted. So, you know, why therefore are we still now saying it's completely committed but we're going to have a gezeirah for stones? We weren't happy to say that if there was no concept of Hotzah. But now that it's Hotzah, but it's completely permitted, we are happy to say it. So what's going on here? So I want to try to give an explanation based actually on the run. Now this run is quite interesting, because if you look at the run on our sugya, he says, see my chidushim elsewhere. And I looked and I couldn't find it. But it's actually brought in the Kesav Yad by the Shah HaMelech, right? So he happened to have some kind of Kesav Yad, and Baruch Hashem, he quotes the run in his Sefer, Kesav Yad. So the run says the following. He wants to suggest that no, yeah? For sure, Rashi must hold that there will be a derisa case, yeah, of where there is Hotzah on Yom Tov. And his first step is to say that he can be meduyuk in Rashi that way. So if you look at Rashi Dimmer, I mean my one, I've got in bold Dimmer Matzil Pligi. Yeah. So this is the next stage of the Gemara where we say even Rabbi Yochanan holds, yeah, that by the concept of Matoch. So Rashi spells out that's the argument of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So let's read inside. So he says Pligi Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? To kuli alma yesh isur hotzah liyantuf miyaviru kol b'machaneh, right? That everyone is going to hold there is Hotzah on Yom Tov from that pasuk, right? Diyeshna, maybe Kusha Malachas, yeah? That it's similar to other Malachas, there is such an issue. It's not that there's no Hotzah on Yom Tov, yeah? So again, that so far it sounds like it is derisa, right? But here is the punchline. V'yirmiya hayam ashiran al hashabasos, right? Shehem chamurim, v'halava yishmu. And Yirmiyah, why is it that he spoke, we said, you remember, the diuk was Yirmiyah, so only speaks about Shabbos on Hotzah. So he's saying, well, the reason why Yirmiyah was chastising them was just because Shabbos is particularly chamos, so halavai they should listen. So it sounds like that, though, that Yirmiyah would have been chastising them potentially also on Yom Tov, but it's just he chose Shabbos because it's more chamol, which suggests not only is it on the derisa level, but it's even on a practical level, yeah, there should be some derisa case of Hotzah, right? So that's the deal that the Ran wants to make according to Rashi. So what is that case then? So says the Ran, I'll tell you what the case is. If you do something on Yom Tov, yeah, and it's not, there's no Yom Tov need, there you would say Matoth. You know, not like Tosfos, you don't need any Yom Tov need, fine. But if you do it, one step more chamor, you're doing it, not just it's no Yom Tov need, but you're actually doing it for Chol, says the Ran, that would be a case where there would be a problem, and Matoth won't help you for that. So again, distinction being, yeah, not like Tosfos, you don't need any kind of Yom Tov need to permit Matoch. So it could be there's no Yom Tov need, that's fine. But if it's V'chol, that's worse, yeah? And now you would have Hotzah or any of Malacha, right, on a derisa level. Now the question is, that's very nice, okay? And that explains obviously Tosfos' question. That was a case where you baked, yeah, from Yom Tov to Chol, and we said you got Malchus, that's very nice, it's exactly the same thing, yeah? But what's the basis of that distinction? Why would you make a distinction between no Yom Tov need, yeah, and not just no Yom Tov need, but baking for Chol? So says the Ran, the base of that distinction is a concept we're familiar with, yeah, which we turn back to the Gemara on Daf Beis Amid Beis. It's the old good familiar thing, Hachana de Rabba. So if you look back there, The pasuk not brought in the Gemara, but brought by Rashi, yeah? Because Rashi brought the pasuk there. Let's find it. Es asher tofu afu, yeah? There's actually two kinds of pasukim, but this one talks about hachana biyadayim, right? It's the Rashi of Hechinu, yeah? So the Torah tells you that you should bake, yeah? You know, for Shabbos, yeah, which we say means that you should do hachana biyadayim on chol for Shabbos or for Yom Tov, yeah. So the Gemara, when it brought the concept of the hachana derabba, what did it say, yeah? So it says it brings these pesukim in. It says chol mechin le Shabbos v'chol mechin le Yom Tov. These pesukim are telling you that chol should prepare for Shabbos or should prepare for Yom Tov. V'ein Yom Tov mechin le Shabbos, and Yom Tov should not prepare for Shabbos. V'ein Shabbos mechin le Yom Tov. And again, vice versa, right? So now what's interesting, though, is it doesn't actually in the Gemara talk about Yom Tov preparing for Chol, right? It says you need to have Chol prepare for Yom Tov, and you shouldn't then have, you know, Yom Tov prepare for Shabbos. But we know, because we're familiar with Rashi, that there's the reason there why it didn't give that was because there it was talking about an egg being born, something memela, right? And there we're talking about, Rashi explains that on Chol, yeah, there's no such thing as a chashav asuda, yeah? So therefore, if an egg is born in Yom Tov, then you can eat it on Chol, because that's not considered like an important preparation. Just an egg that's born memela, you on Yom Tov, it's not a problem that you can have it on Chol later on. But says the Ran, yeah, says, but wait a sec, yeah, if you do, that's fine if something comes memela, but if you do something biyadayim, yeah, you go and you bake something, or you do cooking, yeah, on Yom Tov, yeah, that is a more substantial preparation, so that for sure cannot be done for Chol. And that is basically within that pasuk, within that diuk, yeah, of that Chol prepares for Yom Tov, and you shouldn't be Yom Tov prepares for Chol, on something which is hachana biyadayim. So basically, that is therefore what the Ram wants to say is the source, the derisa source. And what he explains is, that is of course, within Ochel Nefesh, we're talking here about, yeah, doing things for food needs. So says the Ran, yeah, if we see within Ochel Nefesh, right, that you need to bake something from a weekday for Yom Tov, but you cannot bake something on Yom Tov for Chol, right, then Metoch, yeah, the concept of Metoch is never going to go and extend beyond what you can do for Ochel Nefesh. If we're in Ochel Nefesh, because of Chana Derabba, we're going to say you can't do a Malacha on Yom Tov for Chol, then for sure Metoch is not going to say that if it's not Ochel Nefesh, you can do it. So in summary, therefore, getting back to Asu Giv Hotzah, that would mean, yeah, that if you do carrying from let's say, Yom Tov for Chol, right, that is a prohibited, effectively, because it's not going to be better if it was for Ochel Nefesh, and therefore Ochel Nefesh would be a problem on a dry level of Chana Derabba, it would be Asa. So therefore, this too would be Asa, right? And therefore, there is a case, basically, of Hotzah, right, where you're doing it for Chol, which is Asa, and in which case, yeah, now we can understand that we would want to make a Gezeira, right, on things like stones, because of the fact that we want people to be aware of the fact there is a concept of Hotzah. And that's explaining Rashi.
Shkoyach. Thank you. Well done.